proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish Bible interpretation. We continue our series on God's servant in Isaiah 52 and Isaiah 53. The first section of the 11th verse in Isaiah 53 completed the thought expressed in the previous passage, verse 10. The author wrote that God's servant would, quote, "see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied," unquote. What did that mean? The Hebrew verb for travail, amal, meant more than indicating someone's output of labor. That word connoted a degree of grievousness that accompanied such physical effort. God's servant would have to undergo a great deal of personal sacrifice in the process of accomplishing God's will. The author of Hebrews referred to Jesus Christ's atonement in that way when he wrote that the Savior endured the cross in Hebrews chapter 12. Jesus Christ endured the cross as part of the divine plan of redemption. The phrase that Isaiah used, "he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied," implied that God's servant would somehow see his efforts come to fruition. The writer of Hebrews hinted at this in the second chapter of his epistle, when he cited the first part of this passage from the 8th chapter of Isaiah, quote, "Behold, I and the children which God hath given me," unquote. And the writer of Hebrews applied it to Jesus Christ. According to 1 Corinthians 15, the Savior rose from the dead, thereby becoming, in Paul's words, quote, "the first fruits of them that slept," unquote. In other words, Jesus Christ served as the spiritual father of all of those who would be redeemed as a result of his atonement. Isaiah went on to explain why God's servant would have cause for rejoicing. Quote, "By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities," unquote. At first glance, this phraseology seems strange. How can the possession of knowledge in and of itself serve to justify sinners? The Hebrew noun das, rendered as knowledge, did not necessarily mean the acquisition of facts. It could also denote the skillful use of such details to achieve a specific goal. For example, the description of Hiram of Tyre, a character found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 7. The description of Hiram of Tyre referred to his skill, his das, in working with brass. That is to say, Hiram not only understood the nature of that metal, he demonstrated his talent by the way he worked in it. As God's servant, Jesus Christ possessed such skill, especially when dealing with people. He knew all things, being God and therefore omniscient. Yet he combined that understanding with an ability to convey spiritual truths through simple forms, such as parables. No wonder that, according to Mark chapter 12, quote, "the common people heard him gladly," unquote. Once again, Isaiah noted that God's servant would bear the sins of others. And once again, that prophet portrayed the substitutionary nature of the servant's suffering. Jesus Christ anticipated his completion of that task. In John chapter 17, when he prayed, he told his Father, quote, "I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do," unquote. As he hung on the cross, his final exclamation were these words, "It is finished." He pointed out that by shedding his blood on Calvary's cross, he had completed his redemptive mission. Those who would receive Jesus Christ by grace through faith in his shed blood would thereafter be reckoned as part of Jesus Christ's progeny or seed, and thereby he would be able to see them and be satisfied in his work. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Hebrew Bible interpretation.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.